South Alabama takes down Georgia Southern to split this weekend in Mobile. 62-48 the final inside the Mitchell Center, ending Georgia Southern's three-game conference winning streak. Coastal at home next weekend for the first of four meetings over the next few weeks of the regular season. It is 6 o'clock on Friday, 3 o'clock on Saturday inside Hander Fieldhouse. Of course, inside Georgia Southern basketball comes your way Monday night at the Gene Bishop Fieldhouse from 7 to 8 p.m. Right now we're joined by head coach Brian Berg. And last night, it seemed that everything worked offensively. 52%, 14 of 26 from three. This game, 28% from the field, 8 of 36 from downtown is 22%. What could you identify as to something maybe you didn't do or something that South Alabama did do?
Yeah, South Alabama, give them credit. You know, they came out. They were the aggressor early on. We never were able to get into an offensive flow. They also limited our transition opportunities. You know, whenever we set out for the game, there's certain aspects that we want to make sure that we hit home. Those are our goals. And anytime we turn the ball over and that leads to automatic points for our opponent, it's really hard to overcome that. And we dug ourselves in a hole and really pressed and took too many threes. So that's up to me to make sure that I correct that with our staff and put guys in positions to have scoring opportunities, and then make sure we value the basketball.
How do you differentiate between a quality look from three and what seems like an open look but may not necessarily feel that way?
It's more inside out. You know, you always want to get the ball into the paint if you can, play off 2 feet, create a shot for someone else. You know, your assist numbers go up whenever that takes place. Give credit to South Alabama. They executed a game plan. They took made us, you know, take shots from the perimeter. We settled at times, and they ended up making plays.
Elijah McCadden had been struggling offensively the last few games. He comes up not just with 16 points and 8 rebounds, but also 5 of the team's 9 assists. It was nice to see him get back in rhythm.
Yeah, I always preach to Elijah as the rebounding piece.
Yeah.
You know, usually whenever he's the leading rebounder, we have success, and he's bought into that. I'd like to continue to have him get on the offensive glass even more. It allows us to have success whenever he does that.
He had 17 rebounds in the two games this weekend. Tyreek LeCure leads South Alabama with 19, Pedway with 15. Michael Flowers kind of held to 10 points, kind of he became the facilitator to a degree, just 3 of 11 shooting, playing 36 minutes, does come up with 10 rebounds for the double-double. He didn't make his first shot until about 9 minutes left in the first half. For a guy that just took 29 shots and scored 32 points in game one, how much of a shift was that for your defensive principles?
We'll give credit to South Alabama staff. You know, they shared the basketball. It was more spread around. He didn't take 29. He only took 11 tonight. They were way more balanced. You know, the one thing, you play the game last night. You're at a really good high. You're talking about consistency. You're talking about handling success. We fell short today, but the one thing that I see in this team is we're gradually getting better. And I talked after the game, if our practice habits continue to get better going into this upcoming week, because we're going to play a tough Coastal game, good things can happen. You give yourself a chance to have success. So I see our growth over the last three and a half weeks. We're going to continue to build on that. Sure, we would want to get two on the road, playing back-to-back. We were able to come away with one. There's great film work that we're going to have after this Saturday game. We get right back to work. You're going to play a quality opponent in Coastal. You have this entire week in regards to our preparation so that we can get better.
Coastal just swept Troy up at the HTC Center this weekend. They take game two, 70-65. They were down 14 points in both games. They're going to be coming to Hander 11-3, 5-2 in conference play, but they've only played 2 road games all season. But the full week to get ready for a team that you haven't seen yet, it's almost like you're getting back to non-conference play a little bit with not seeing a team yet. But what needs to be stressed to help you get back to what your goals want to be?
Well, one is consistently being who we are. So that goes into the process. Know that you're going to play a quality team in Coastal and a Hall of Fame coach in Cliff Ellis. Us having competitive, precise practices with our game plan. And then staying together. You can't fracture at times like this. You got to make sure you stay together and you got to continue to build on it. Friday night game, we had guys playing for each other. We're consistently trying to focus on that. And we'll consistently do that in practice to give ourselves the best chance going into Friday-Saturday matchup against Coastal.
Brian, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you Monday night at Gene Bishop Fieldhouse.
Thanks.